But the next poem is one of a series of poems that I wrote at work on my lunch hour, which City Lights is going to publish next year under the title Lunch Poems, because Ferlinghetti thought it was so amusing that anyone was sitting around typing during their lunch hour. So he said, why don't you put them together and we'll publish them as lunch poems. This one is called Adieu to Norman, Bonjour to Joan and Jean-Paul. It's for a friend of mine who was going to France, and I had to hurry up and do it because I was having a farewell lunch with him. It is 12:10 in New York, and I am wondering if I will finish this in time to meet Norman for lunch. Ah, lunch. I think I am going crazy. What with my terrible hangover and the weekend coming up at excitement-prone Kenneth Cokes. I wish I was staying in town and working on my poems at Jones Studio for a new book by Grove Press, which they will probably not print. But it is good to be several floors up in the dead of night, wondering whether you are any good or not. And the only decision you can make is that you did it. Yesterday, I looked up the Rue Frémicourt on a map and was happy to find it like a bird flying over Paris, et ses environs, which unfortunately did not include Seine-et-Oise, which I don't know, as well as a number of other things. And Alan is back talking about God a lot, and Peter is back not talking very much, and Joe has a cold and is not coming to Kenneth's, although he is coming to lunch with Norman. I suspect he is making a distinction. Well, who isn't? I wish I were reeling around Paris instead of reeling around New York. I wish I weren't reeling at all. It is spring. The ice has melted. The Ricard is being poured. We are all happy and young and toothless. It is the same as old age. The only thing to do is simply continue. Is that simple? Yes, it is simple because it is the only thing to do. Can you do it? Yes, you can because it is the only thing to do. Blue light over the Bois de Boulogne, it continues. The Seine continues. The Louvre stays open, it continues. It hardly closes at all. The Bar Americain continues to be French. De Gaulle continues to be Algerian, as does Camus. Shirley Goldfarb continues to be Shirley Goldfarb. And Jane Hazen continues to be Jane Frolicker, I think. And Irving Sandler continues to be the balayeur des artistes, and so do I. Sometimes I think I'm in love with painting. And surely the Piscine d'Aligny continues to have water in it, and the floor continues to have tables and newspapers and people under them. And surely we shall not continue to be unhappy. We shall be happy, but we shall continue to be ourselves. Everything continues to be possible. René Char, Pierre Reverdy, Samuel Beckett, it is possible, isn't it? I love Reverdy for saying yes, though I don't believe it.